Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have a very special guest. You'll want to be sure to listen closely to the information that college scholarship and grant specialist Shanice Miller, author of How to Graduate College Debt-Free with Money in the Bank, what she is going to share with us today. She's got a great story herself, having graduated college debt-free, saving over $200,000 in college costs and avoiding that student loan trap altogether. So welcome, Shanice. Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me, Stacey.
Well, it's our pleasure. We've all heard of the nightmares that happen by graduation. Forbes.com recently reported that the average college student owes nearly $27,000. And then, of course, once they graduate, that entry-level job, if they're lucky enough to get a job, doesn't pay as much as they thought it would. So they are drowning in debt literally before their life even starts. So how can students avoid that trap altogether? What is your secret? How did you do it?
Well, my secret was applying for scholarships and grants and making smart decisions. College debt can be easily avoided by choosing some schools that look at you like the prize. They really want to get you, and they're going to get you in the door by giving you scholarship money. And then by applying for scholarships and grants as well, you have to apply for outside scholarships to help you cover the cost of school.
Shanice, how do you actually find those schools that will give you money, that look at you as a prize? What do you need to key in on when you're applying to a number of schools in terms of what they're going to provide to you for tuition?
On www.debtfreecollegegrad.com, I discuss exactly how you can find the schools that would really want you. But some of the pointers that I talk about are finding schools that you're in the top 10% of to top 33% of. And each school has different criteria. They'll see one person that might have a 3.5, they might be in the top 10% or 33% of one school, but not another. So you really have to look at each school, what their averages are. And it can also, it doesn't have to just be academically. It can be based on your hobbies or any other interests, extracurricular activities that you can bring to the school.
Now, Shanice, what about, how do you find scholarships in the first place? There are so many, it seems like it's just so confusing, that it's overwhelming, that it might even be a waste of time for people to apply and apply and apply. What do you say to students or parents that feel like it's just too hard to win scholarships?
Well, yes, that's a great point, Stacey. A lot of people say it's a waste of time. I definitely wasted my time in the beginning. I tried finding some scholarships off of fastweb.com or scholarships.com, and I just didn't get anything from them. I didn't hear anything back. I felt really discouraged, like a lot of people would. But it wasn't until I started looking for those local community scholarships, those are the ones with the least competition, that I started winning.
So and I'm sure once you started winning, you were like, I am hooked. I can win some more. Let me get some more money. So you say local and community scholarships. I know that being social, being out there and just talking to people in your community, I know that that can help. That helps you. Why don't you tell the story about how you were, just doing your job at the bank and you were able to find some scholarship money?
Yes, it was so crazy. Now, the bank is one place that you can find scholarship money. You can walk in there if you're are a member of a certain credit union. You can ask them for scholarships that they might have for members. But I was just doing my job working as a teller at the bank, and it was actually a client of the bank, happened to come in there, and her daughter had died a few years ago. So they started a scholarship fund for her. She was in her sophomore year of college when she died in a car accident. So after I gave them really good customer service, you never really know who you're going to run into. At the end of the transaction, she slipped me her card and said she thought I would be a good candidate for her scholarship fund. And that year, I actually ended up missing the deadline for it because It was right after the deadline when she gave me the card, but I held on to that information and I kept it for the next year. And when I applied, I won it. And then right after that, I applied again that following year after I won it the first time and won it again. And that was my last year of college.
So just by being nice and doing your job, you were able to basically fall into scholarship money that you used not just once, but three times.
Yes, it was really a blessing how that came about, because I wasn't really expecting anything from it. But you never know who knows what or who's trying to help out anyone or who knows of certain scholarship opportunities. And a lot of times I tell people the first place that you should go to when you don't even know where to start is your local guidance counselor's office. Anyone who can direct you to where they have the scholarships at your school, those will be some of the other local community scholarships that are out there.
Do you have any one critical piece of advice that you would want to give to prospective college students right now? The one thing that they should do, if they were only going to do one thing in terms of applying for scholarships and grants, what would be that one thing?
One thing is start early. You don't want to be there about to have to start college and be in a panic, trying to figure out what are you going to do? How are you going to come up with this money? You really need to start as early as possible. If you can start in your eighth grade year or your ninth grade year, don't wait till the last minute like I did. I thought I had all of the time in the world, but really that time slipped by so quickly. In a blink of an eye, it seemed like I was already in college. And by that time, it seemed like it was too late. But it's never too late, but starting earlier rather than later definitely helps, and it will help you relieve yourself of a lot of stress.
Well, Shanice, you've given us a ton of really great tips just in this short amount of time, and there are lots more tips our listeners can find on Shanice Miller's website, debtfreecollegegrad.com. Be sure you go there, check out more information on scholarships and grants, and of course, Shanice herself, and the book, How to Graduate College Debt-Free with Money in the Bank. Again, that's debtfreecollegegrad.com. So, Shanice, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your practical, lived and learned and, you know, time-tested strategies with our listeners.
Thank you so much, Stacey. It was such a pleasure being on the call with you.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.